Hey everybody, my name's Josh. I consider myself quite a standard person, really. Looking at my life until now, to this day, 22 years old now, I think that I've achieved a lot of things, and I will continue to achieve a lot of things. What brings me here today? June of 2005, I was in a ski accident, and I was traveling too fast down the mountain, and I don't really remember exactly, but my skis got tangled up and I fell over and went for a bit of a roll down the mountain. Well, my life started in Templestowe. That's the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. I lived there with my family up until year 12 and I led quite an interesting life there, quite a fun, active life, very active. Ever since I was very young, I played basketball and have been involved in a lot of different sports. I love basketball as it was a huge part of my life. I like other things as well, going to the movies, going to the gymnasium, doing weights. I liked swimming as well. When I was younger, all through my high school years, I went to Mount Scopus College. It was a good school and I had a good time at school. When I finished VCE, I went to Deakin University studying teaching health sciences, double degree. I really enjoyed the challenge of study and I was still going to the gym. I kept basketball up until 2005, and I loved it. I played pretty much every day. Looking back now, it's quite a shame really to give that up. Well, I had to give that up due to the injury. I can play now technically, but it's not really worth the risk. You know, I'm not prepared to risk getting another knock and sacrificing more of my health just for a game. Well, I can play other non-contact sports, going to the gym, tennis. Maybe netball. I might even start playing netball. Anyway, back to it. At the end of my second year at Deakin, I went on a holiday to New Zealand. It was great. I went with a friend. It was winter at the time. This is June 2005. This is the start of my accident. It was a bit of a road trip, really, for me. I started off at my grandparents' house and went to my friend's house a bit south of there in the South Island. We decided to take a ski trip. We went snowboarding at first at Mount Hutt. Then to Cadrona, and we had a ball. We enjoyed it. We met a lot of friends there. We had some really good experiences. I still remember it quite vividly, really, in my head. Maneuvering down the mountain, soaking up the crisp, free-flowing air that was going past me. I could say I was going too fast at the time, but others might say, oh, you were just enjoying yourself. I was going fast, faster than normal. I fell and hit the snow hard and went for a bit of a tumble down the slope. As a result, I was knocked out, deeply, deeply unconscious. From that moment on, as a result of that impact, it was a life-changing experience. I found out later, I was very near death. Luckily, I had fallen onto the snow and came to a halt next to a medical team. It's quite ironic, really, because they revived me, but they just were learning about how to do it 5 minutes earlier. It's quite funny, but very fortunate for me that they did it flawlessly. After that, I was flown off the mountain in a helicopter to Dunedin Public Hospital and was in an induced coma for several weeks. I was brought out of the coma and spent another 2 weeks in hospital before being transferred to a rehab hospital called ISIS in Dunedin. It was another 2 weeks before I was fully conscious and talking again. My mobility was lacking. I couldn't really move much in my room. I did make a few utterances and I did make a few sounds. Still in New Zealand at this time, I went through the months of rehabilitation at ISIS hospital, where I learned to do basic things that others take for granted. For example, walking again, basic hygiene, eating, standing up, sitting down, lying on my side, shaving. I was eventually able to fly back to Melbourne with my parents on August 19th, 2005. But the rehab, no, it was not over. On the return to Melbourne, I went straight to Epworth Hospital in Richmond and had months of occupational therapy, speech therapy, and physiotherapy. in the hospital at Epworth, I made a lot of friends. After all, I was there for 2 months. All up, I was in hospital for 4 months, including ISIS, but I couldn't really remember much of Dunedin Public Hospital because I was not really fully conscious. Doesn't remain in my memory at the moment at all. After a while, I was able to go home to my family and friends for short breaks until October 2005, when I was able to go home for good. But my recovery was not over. I thought it was, but it wasn't. I was still learning basic things. Basic cognitive things, basic verbal things, basic ways of life, really. Still part of my recovery, I became an outpatient at Caulfield Hospital as I moved to house from Templestowe to Caulfield, because most of my friends were in Caulfield and it was social for my mum and my dad. And Caulfield Hospital seemed like the best opportunity for me to attend to seek some more rehab. At this time, I was still going through occupational therapy, speech therapy, and physiotherapy. More so occupational therapy and speech therapy. Physio had basically been done and finished with in Epworth Hospital. The speech therapist worked on my recall and memory skills, trying to bridge the gap between living real life and hospitalisation. The occupational therapist, however, helped me access public transport, helped me plan and undertake daily events, which was a good thing. I was helped to write everything down, develop strategic planning skills, diary skills, note-taking skills. I was then given to a case manager or a social worker from an organization called Liaise, where they specialized in acquired brain injury patients. I was referred to them because I'd finished my bout in Caulfield Hospital and I was no longer needed to be an outpatient there. So I was gradually getting further and further back to normal way of life. This Liaise program and my case manager helped me just develop some goals that I needed to still acquire to gain more normality. My goals were driving, taking up full-time study, and getting paid work. My independent living skills grew as a result of Liaise, as they helped me find funds, provide textbooks and tuition. Also at this time, CRS, Commonwealth Rehabilitation Service, were helping me to return to my part-time work at the MCG, which I gained during this time of being with Liaise. As I did hospitality before the injury, I was keen to get back to it. At the MCG, to this date, I still work there. I do hospitality in the corporate boxes, serving drinks, food, and basic hospitality service. Although my fatigue levels were very high at this time, I managed to get around it by frequent rests and breaks and consolidation time I spent training to and from the MCG. This work seemed to be quite enjoyable for me. I love the interaction, I love people, and I love making them feel good. This was a very satisfying job for me, so I wanted to keep any aspect of hospitality. In this case, working in the corporate boxes gave me satisfaction. My goals were still to return to full-time study and more hours in the workplace, but to this day, returning to full-time study and work aren't really feasible. I couldn't return to full-time work because my studies, which were my main priority at the time, and still are, was being affected from the hours away from my books at the MCG. Although I didn't really want to try and forget the injury took place, I didn't want to deny it. I rather wanted to learn from it and to return to the things that I was doing before. I still don't drive. Vic Roads won't let me get my car license due to my inability to attend to oncoming traffic and drive normally. Driving and playing basketball are two goals I have not yet reached, but I'm in no hurry to get there either. Though I did return to uni, took up 3 subjects, which is my most, I'm back to 2 subjects. My friends played a big part, helping me get to where I wanted to go, and driving me places and driving me to uni. I must say, having a large social network and a large group of friends to fall back on really helped me get to where I am now. They have really been a driving force in my life, and I encourage anybody to keep the friends they have, stay in contact, don't let anything get in the way of friendship, because they're really important. You never know when you're going to need them. Although I didn't return to full-time study, as I said, I did do 3 units and back to 2 units, just due to the feeling of overloadedness that comes along with the brain injury. I feel that if I take on too many, I get anxious. I need to take more time to consolidate it all, which I don't mind. It's just going to take longer to get to where I want to go, but may as well finish strong, I guess. I was also just doing a single degree at this time. I was doing health science, majoring in health promotion. I took an early exit from my teaching course, as that in itself was fun and I loved the student interaction, but it got a bit much due to the workload. I had no problems with the actual work that the lecturers set for me. Deakin helped me a lot with some special consideration. They particularly helped with lectures and gave me strategies to help me record lectures, and gave me extra time to complete assignments, and gave me all types of special consideration when it came to writing exams. They provided me with recordings of lectures so that I could play them back at home. It was also good to have notes in a large font. That really helped as well, just due to the fact that I had a condition in my eyes that made things blurry as well as move up and down, and having the exam paper in the large font really helped. I passed with no problems. The same in the second semester of 2006. I passed with flying colours as well. At the beginning of 2007, I felt better and took on extra subjects. I felt better in myself to take on the third subject and pass all 3 subjects as well. Although it was harder than what I expected, I was able to pull it off just due to the help that I got around me from family and family friends. I now cut back to 2 subjects, 2 units, and will complete my studies at the end of 2008, which my course advisor helped me with that. She advised me on the correct course of action to take. So this brings me to today, where I'm nearing the end of final semester, 2007, and things are looking pretty good. Alright, well, some of the suggestions I want to make to a person who is diagnosed with an ABI is to take things slowly. Understand where you're at, and understand where everyone else is at, and use them as a guiding force to where you want to get to. I guess for me, knowing where I am now and knowing where I want to get to makes it easier, because I know my potential, where I want to get to in my life. Take time to rest and use the time that you have to consolidate information. Recall lectures, as in write it down. Make notes as soon as possible after the lecture and during the lecture. And use the time in between lectures to think about things that are relevant to you and to relevant to the unit. Have a determination and have a drive within you to get back to a normal life as soon as you can. Reinforce to yourself that the accident you encountered did happen, but you're willing to find ways to overcome the obstacles that are put in front of you as a result of the injury. In addition, get back to where your journey took off. Good luck everyone with your studies. I'm sure you'll do fine. Just keep believing in yourself. Enjoy everything you do with a passion, and have fun. Have fun along the way. Learn from your mistakes. Do what you want to do with a passion, and don't look back. Good luck everyone.